from the UK Sports Network. This is the Kyra Elzey Show.
Takes it to the rack and scores with a right hand.
Talk to Coach Elzey on the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 859-280-2287. That's 859-280-CATS or statewide at 1-800-606-4263. Or you can tweet questions to at UK Sports Network.
The shot goes in.
The Kyra Elzey Show begins now.
Three ball bottom. There's a dagger.
Alongside the coach, here's the voice of Kentucky women's basketball, Darren Hedrick.
With the regular season wrapped up, the Kentucky Wildcats are on the road this week to Greenville, South Carolina, where they open the SEC tournament on Wednesday against the 11th-seeded Florida Gators. Hello, everybody. I'm Darren Hedrick. Welcome into the Kyra Elzey Show here on the UK Sports Network. Due to some travel this week for the Wildcats going down to the SEC tournament, our show with Coach will be shortened up a little bit, but she will join us coming up in the next segment, and we'll talk about the end of the regular season, including a great crowd for Senior Day in the final game at Memorial Coliseum for basketball before major renovations take place. We'll also talk to her about the team and look ahead to this week's SEC tournament. Stick around. This is the Kyra Elzey Show here on the UK Sports Network.
Hey, Blue Blue Nation, Cash Daniel here, and I want to tell you about my friends over at UK Federal Credit Union. I've been a longtime member of UKFCU ever since the first day I stepped on campus, and I think you should become a member as well. UKFCU offers all the products and services of traditional banks, such as checking accounts, auto loans, along with online and mobile banking options. But unlike those other places, UKFCU is a local Kentucky-owned credit union right here in your backyard. They bleed blue just like you and me. UK Federal Credit Union. It's banking, only better.
Federally insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. For full details, call 800-234.
Hi, I'm Capri, and the little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grill Spicy Deluxe is the chicken. They actually put it on the grill, cooked it in the sauce. It's definitely a good grilled spicy sandwich.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grill Spicy Deluxe is it's spicy and it's full of flavor. When you pair that with the kale crunch salad, it's just good.
Order a grilled spicy deluxe sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Hey, Big Blue Nation! Liquor Barn has everything you need for this week's Wildcat basketball action. And you know what? We make it easy to stock up for game watch parties. All you have to do is head to your nearest Liquor Barn store or just go to liquorbarn.com to download the Liquor Barn app and place an order for pickup or delivery. Shop Kentucky's favorite spirits, wine, and beer store, and you know what? You're going to have yourself more time to cheer on the Cats. Liquor Barn, where Kentuckians go to celebrate life. Go Cats!
The Big Blue Dream is alive and well, and you can count on the Cats to deliver the best performance possible. You can also count on Welch Printing Company, an avid supporter of UK Athletics, to deliver on all of your printing and communication needs. Like a well-oiled team, Welch has the personnel and commitment to consistently deliver your projects on time and on budget. Welch Printing produces award-winning litho and digital printing for your marketing and communication needs. Visit our website, welchprinting.com, or call us to learn more about how we can deliver more for you.
Welcome back to the Kyra Elzey Show here on the UK Sports Network. We're joined by the head coach at this time as the Wildcats get set to travel down to Greenville for the SEC tournament. And Coach, just real quickly, going back to Sunday's game at Memorial against Tennessee, what a special day for three seniors and an even better crowd to send them off yesterday.
Obviously, it's a historical day because Memorial, as we know it, will change at the end of this season. Had an unbelievable crowd. Thank you, Big Blue Nation, for coming out, supporting this team, especially our three seniors with Robin, Addie, Blair, making Memorial magical. That's what they deserve. Mm-hmm. And so it's good to see smiles on their face when they could embrace what Big Blue Nation really means.
When you talk about Memorial magic, obviously it's the pace of play, the victories, but BBN is part of that magic, isn't it?
The team behind the team, Big Blue Nation. They say the Big Blue Nation effect. And just to have people supporting this team, loving this team, showing up through the good and the bad, that's what makes this place magical. Now, the victories in Memorial are also amazing, and the memories as well.
Chatting with Coach Elzey, and Blair Green was named to the SEC Community Service Team. And, Coach, I was reading she's put in over 80 hours of community service since she joined the program. But to talk about the selflessness that is Blair.
When we talk about servant leadership, that's one of the power fives of this program. And Blair is selfless. She is a Kentucky kid that understands what it means to represent this state, to wear the uniform. She's forever grateful and thankful. And for her just to give back, that just shows the type of person that she is, extremely high character and obviously a talented basketball player.
Some of the fans that were still lingering after the game yesterday got to see it, but for a lot of folks, they didn't. The emotions she had after yesterday's game, you could tell what this place means to her.
She couldn't hold back the emotion, and rightfully so. A Kentucky girl that grew up wanting to come to Kentucky, being a part of this program for 5 years, she got to the back, and she just could not hold it in. But it was a bittersweet moment for so many reasons, but I think it all hit her in that moment. Like, this is the last time that I'll be in Memorial putting on this uniform. And when it means something to you and you have been invested in the program, you can't help but to be emotional.
Right. Coach, you talk, not just Blair, though, but talking about the Kentucky girls, you talk about Maddie, Amia, Cassidy, and Emma King. I mean, these young ladies, they chose the flagship school. This is where they wanted to be.
They chose the flagship school for a reason, and it will pay off. And even though it's a rough time right now, you know, this is what you want. Players that are resilient, that want to be here, that love this program and understands what it means to the people in the state of Kentucky.
Maddie Shear, since her return to the lineup yesterday, a career-high 27 points. It's kind of hard to put into words at this point what she has meant to this team this year.
Maddie has the it factor. Tough as nails, a competitor, and you know, she understands what we're looking to do on and off the court. And so thought she really stepped up into a leadership role as the season went on. And the future is bright for her.
We know how hard she's been working on her shot throughout the season, especially back in the fall. And to see the way she heated up yesterday, everything was going in. That was fun to watch.
It was fun to watch, but, you know, she's put in a lot of work along with a lot of other players, and you want to see their hard work pay off, and they have some success, and it showed because it paid off for her yesterday.
We're going to take a quick timeout, one more segment with Coach Elsie when we come back here on the UK Sports Network.
This is Coach Kyra Elsie. I believe success has a lot to do with building trust. They've always known that at Central Bank. Because when you're working for everyone who's put their trust in you, you really care about what they want from this game and from life. That's what makes us more than just another basketball team. And that's what makes Central Bank more than just a bank.
Central Bank, member FDIC.
At Aetna Better Health of Kentucky, we know that healthy doesn't just happen. Feeling your best kind of takes a team effort. That's why we offer Medicaid coverage that shows up for you every day with the specific benefits you need, like easy access to the doctors you know and trust, care that's close to home for you and your family, help with education and job training, plus the personal support you deserve. We're here for you every step of the way because healthier happens together. Aetna Better Health of Kentucky. Visit aetnabetterhealth.com/KY.
Bourbon Barrel Ale is proud to be part of Big Blue Nation as the official craft beer of UK Athletics. Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale is aged to perfection for a minimum of 6 weeks in freshly decanted bourbon barrels. That is beer made right. Visit LexingtonBrewCo.com and use our product finder to locate your next four-pack in bottles or cans at your local retailer. Cheer on the Cats with the beer of bourbon country, Bourbon Barrel Ale. Go Big Brew.
Levis gonna run at the five. Touchdown, Kentucky!
The University of Kentucky Athletics Program would like to say thank you to our official cornerstone partners, Central Bank, the official bank of UK Athletics, and Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance. Big on commitment.
Vogel does it again. His second home run of the tournament.
Just demo to Sheetway for the dunk. Strong move on a pretty pass.
Once again, thank you to our official cornerstone partners who played a vital role in the success of the University of Kentucky Athletics Program.
Hey, Big Blue Nation, Cash Daniel here, and I want to tell you about my friends over at UK Federal Credit Union. I've been a longtime member of UKFCU ever since the first day I stepped on campus, and I think you should become a member as well. UKFCU offers all the products and services of traditional banks, such as checking accounts, auto loans, along with online and mobile banking options. But unlike those other places, UKFCU is a local Kentucky-owned credit union right here in your backyard. backyard. They bleed blue just like you and me. UK Federal Credit Union. It's banking, only better.
Federally insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. For full details, call 800-234-8528.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Back with Coach Elzey for our final segment here on the show for this week as the Cats get ready for the SEC tournament. And, Coach, I know it's a busy time with a quick turnaround for Wednesday's game with Florida. Rematch with the Gators. You and I will break it down before the game Wednesday. But just going back to that first win in Gainesville, coming from behind, what are some things you can take from that matchup to carry over into round two with Florida?
You know, we're a different team, and so are they. But, you know, you go back, you watch the game. Here are some things that we did well. Here are some things that we need to get better in. But at this time, it's tournament time. Nobody cares about the record. No one cares about the past. It's right now, 40 minutes, win or go home. And so you just have to lay it on the line. As my coach used to say, survive in advance. That's what happens in tournament time.
I was going to say, you've had success as a player, as a coach. You won it last year, guiding a great team to a championship. So I guess that question is, what does it take to survive in advance in the SEC tournament?
Obviously, players have to make plays. It's always a little luck involved as well. Sure. Keeping everybody injury-free. Won't hurt to hit some shots, but a mental toughness. Yeah. I mean, it is, who wants it more? When you feel like your tank is empty, you have to be able to give more. It's one or done. Mm-hmm. One or done. This is it. Win or go home.
Last year's team to win four games in 4 days and to do it against the 1, 2, and 3 seeds down the stretch there, what kind of intangible, what did you see out of them over those 4 days where they were tired, but yet they put it on the line all four of those games to win them?
Well, they were locked in and focused one game at a time. They weren't thinking about anything else. You know, just what do we have to do during this game? And, you know, I felt like that team had trained that way, up tempo. They had been with Coach Taylor. We had pushed them in practice. So it was another day at the office for them.
Coach, I know this is our final radio show of the season, so I wanted to ask you, back in the fall, I asked about this year trying to teach in addition to coach, where last year you got to just refine things with a veteran group. So how has this season helped you grow as a head coach?
Well, it has tested my patience, to say the least. But, you know, I'm a better coach because of this season, and obviously disappointed in how it went. We still have games left, mm-hmm. so you go back and reevaluate. But I've learned so much. Sometimes when you're winning, you know, you're able to overlook some things. Mm-hmm. But when you're losing, it forces you to evaluate everything from yourself all the way down. I'm a better coach because of it. I've had to be in the trenches under scrutiny, under a microscope. But it reinforces built to last, just like this program. And we'll all learn mm-hmm. so much, and we'll be better because of it.
I know your staff's been working hard, and one young lady was recognized, I guess about a week ago. Amber Smith was announced as one of the inaugural members of the class of the Next Generation Institute at the Women's Basketball Coaches Association. Now, that's a mouthful, but essentially, Coach, she's going to be among a lot of rising stars in this industry. And just what does that mean for Coach Amber to be part of that?
I'm so happy for her. When we got the letter that she was accepted, I started screaming. But, you know, she is a star, and it's my job and our job to help prepare her to become a head coach. She's going to be an unbelievable head coach. And, you know, it's been fun to watch her come full circle. They tell me I'm the boss, but she's really the boss. But she wants to learn, grow, has an unbelievable basketball knowledge, and she's going to make a phenomenal head coach.
I know going back to her playing days, she's got phenomenal work ethic. How has that helped her grow as a coach?
Well, you know, she has work ethic and she has a little bit of stubbornness. And that does help as well, because you need a piece of that as you sit in this chair, to be feisty, stubborn, resilient, and all the qualities that she had as a player. And that will help her in the future.
And from her success as a player, I imagine it's helped point guards like Jada Walker continue to grow and develop.
Absolutely. Her basketball knowledge, but also have walked in their shoes. Mm-hmm. So you have some sympathy, you have some empathy, but you also know when to push, how to teach. So I'm so happy for her. I can't wait to see what she learns. Mm-hmm. And anything that we can do to help pour into her experience here is what we're here for.
Coach, I know it's a quick turnaround to get ready for the SEC tournament, but thanks for the time and thanks for everything this year. It was fun to be along for the ride with this team, and we look forward to seeing what the postseason has in store for the Cats.
Thank you, and thank you for all that you do for our program and exposure to it. And Big Blue Nation, we love you. Thank you for everything you've done for us this year. Go Cats.
That's head coach Kyra Elzey. This has been the Kyra Elzey Show on the UK Sports Network.
You've been listening to Big Blue Nation Radio on the UK Sports Network. Big Blue Nation Radio is a presentation of the UK Sports Network, powered by JMI Sports.